Ah, the presentation of the Lord. You know, I love this feast day, and I'm always pleased when this day falls on a Sunday. You know, this feast day is also called Candlemas because it was the custom in medieval times to bring candles to the church to be blessed. You know, during these times before electricity, if you were standing on a hillside overlooking a town, you might even see candles being lit throughout the city and carried reverently through the streets to the church. You know, Saint Sophronius, a 7th century monk who became the Patriarch of Jerusalem, writes about the procession of candles in the Office of Readings for today. Now he writes, "In honor of the divine mystery that we celebrate today, let us all hasten to meet Christ. Everyone should be eager to join the procession and carry a light. Our lighted candles are a sign of the divine splendor of the one who comes to expel the dark shadows of evil and to make the whole universe radiant with the brilliance of his eternal light. Our candles also show how bright our souls should be when we go to meet Christ." You know, Saint Sophronius gives us a really good insight into how this feast day was celebrated centuries ago. You know, in the liturgical calendar, the presentation of the Lord is celebrated 40 days after Christmas and remembers the day Mary and Joseph presented their baby Jesus to the temple. You know, this day is also considered by many to be the proper end of the Christmas season because the words of the prophet Simeon to Mary foreshadow Jesus's role in salvation history, you know, his passion, death, and resurrection. And you can imagine how terrifying Simeon's words must have been to Mary and Joseph. You know, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." You know, these were no doubt difficult words to hear. You know, when Mary and Joseph presented Jesus to the temple, you know, they brought with them their hopes and dreams for their child. You know, they already knew by the message of an angel that Jesus would be the light of the world. However, they were perhaps not aware about how all this would happen in the course of their child's life. You know, of course, all parents have hopes and dreams for their kids. All parents have their fears. No parent knows exactly for certain what the future will hold. You know, there's a darkness there. It's difficult to see. Thus, the activity of presenting a child to God in the Holy Temple is an act of profound faith on the part of Mary and Joseph, and for any parent, for that matter. You know, one of my favorite sacraments to celebrate at St. Teresa Calcutta is infant baptism. You know, everyone's dressed to the nines, the family, godparents, and friends are in attendance to show their love and support, and the little baby is adorably dressed in white, and cameras are flashing, you know, to capture water, oils, and candle. You know, baptism is a special day, you know, one that is always remembered. It is a day we give thanks to God for the gift of new life, you know, while humbly recognizing our need for redemption. It is also a celebration that acknowledges where the child's soul comes from and that God has an eternal plan for us. You know, at the beginning of a baptism, consider that the first gift that we present a child is the sign of the cross on the forehead as a symbol of belonging to Christ. You know, it's quite thought-provoking that the sign of the cross would be the first gift to a child at such a joyful celebration. Yet the sign of the cross is also very hopeful because we recognize that there is nothing in this world that can triumph over this child so long as the child is rooted in a relationship with Jesus. You know, it's faith in Jesus that'll help our lives shine no matter what darkness we encounter in life. You know, by the waters of baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ. You know, we celebrate our rebirth and heavenly vocation of everlasting life. And that brings us to the candle. You know, a candle lit by the light of the Paschal candle is entrusted to the child's parents and godparents. Once a child is baptized into the body of Christ, that child is called to carry the light of Jesus throughout his or her life. The beginning of that journey obviously depends heavily on the example of those who are closest to that child. And this is, of course, why the candle is entrusted to the child's parents and godparents. Our baptismal candles remind us that our lives are like to be like a light that shines the people around us, no matter how young or old we are or what crosses we carry. You know, just like Catholics, young and old, who would light their candles centuries ago and process them into the church on this feast day, this celebration invites us to keep our candles burning brightly each and every day as a people who shine with the love of Christ, not only here at church when we gather, but out in the world as well. And so on this feast day of the Presentation of the Lord, we might very well consider all the ways that we and our families can keep that light within us lit and held high. You know, what would this look like? You know, what is that one thing we can do this week to deepen our relationship with the Lord? What is that one thing we can do today to help us carry the light of Christ by the example of our lives? You know, even as we carry our crosses at home, at work, at school, in our politics, or in our world. Now imagine if we all did that at once, right? Imagine what our world could look like then. You know, to coin Saint Sophronius, faith has the power to make the whole universe radiant with the brilliance of Christ's eternal light.